Good morning, everyone. I have a lot of information to give you today. So get your pencils and paper handy because I may be giving you web pages if I have enough time today, telephone numbers, and etc. But anyway, I want to start off with two definitions because I'm going to continue from last week. If you see my guest host, I don't have a guest host in the studio, but I do have my message on the board, which says 2 out of 3 adults in poverty are women. What if we were all to go to the polls? Okay, I did a little research again this week on a number of things, but I'm going to give you some definitions now because I want you to understand certain things. I'm a community advocate now. I used to be an activist. Definitely you could have said I was an activist during the Black Panther Party. But now let me just give brief definitions of the two words and say what I have to say about it. Let's talk about activism. And a person that's involved in activism is an activist, okay? Okay, it's a theory or practice based on militant action to achieve a social or political end. Let me say that again. It's a theory or practice based on militant action to achieve a social or political end. Think on that. Now, let me give you a brief definition of advocate. One who argues for a cause. One who pleads on another's behalf. That's an advocate. There's a difference between an activist and advocate. And right now, we have a lot of activists. Okay? And that's what you're seeing out there in the public today are activists. And it's very difficult when you're dealing with activism to keep it from turning into a riot. History has shown that that's what happens with activism because there is aggression there. A militant person, this is what they're considered. They're engaged in combat and an aggressive type behavior. That's a militant. An activist is based on militant action. And we have to have both, really, activists as well as advocates. I've grown out of the activist stage. It's generally our youth that starts these things all over the world, no matter what country. But since our youth are being murdered consistently and are engaged in behavior that's going to cause their death, we end up not having the youth to participate as much as we would like them to. In the past, it was the youth that led a lot of protests all over the country. But see, if they eliminate the youth, we'll have less activism, and that's the purpose of the attack on our African American young males. They don't have a sense of direction, and the direction they're going in is going to get them killed either way it goes. In other words, our children are going to hell in a handbasket. So we're going to have to pay more attention to what's going on around us. As a matter of fact, I want to quote something from a movie that I saw years back. And it Whoopi Goldberg was in it. And the quote that she gets, she was teaching her students. And this is basically what it was. If you want to be somebody and you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. I want to say that because there are a large population of us that are not paying attention to a lot of things that they should be paying attention to. And the things that they're paying attention to are worthless. So I'll be repeating that again. Another something that I want to say is it was a closing of another talk show host on Sobe, and I was told she was no longer with us. Well, anyway, she would close saying, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And so I want you to take some time in thinking about that, those two quotes. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you what I have been doing over the past week. I went down again. No, well, not again. This time I went down to the voter registration office. And because I'm going to be working on making sure people are registered to vote because of this grocery tax. Well, anyway, you have to be registered by October 24th in order to vote in the November 8th election. So I'm going to work hard and get some of you guys that aren't registered to vote. But in the meantime, I went down there to get some affidavits. And it's a long form. Anyone that has completed, a voter affidavit form, the newest one that they have out, we may need to go over some things here. Now, if you go to the web page, they have a web page or a government page. It's, I'll give you the website, www, I'm going to spell this out, sos.ca.gov. www.sos.ca.gov. Another one is called Register to Vote, and it's spelled out, registertovote.ca.gov, G-O-V. Now, there's a telephone number where you can contact the Secretary of State if you have any problems or you want to report a fraud. It's 1-800-345-VOTE. 1-800-345-8683. Now, the Register of Voters in Oakland is down there on Fallon, and I went down there yesterday Now, for those of you that go in any of those buildings, you have to go in because you're going to go through those machines and things. You know, people going around here shooting up governmental offices. So I see where they'll have that security. So, you know, I had to take off jewelry because a lot of times my earrings, even my shoes have triggered off the metal detectors, you know, because some of your shoes have metal in it. Well, I made sure I had very little, and I knew what I needed to take off, my earrings, my jewelry and stuff, because it's going to be detected. So I was going there to pick up voter registration affidavits, and I wanted to see if at least they had the little receptacles there. Like I said, I didn't see anywhere else. They better had been at the voter registration office. And there were, they had, I don't know, seven, eight of them down the line, and each of them had voter registration affidavits in it for you to register to vote. Now, I have picked up, they have changed the situation so bad, they're keeping track of numbers. Now, I chose not to go through the new training program, so the maximum affidavits they were able to give me were 49 without going. See, they keep track. See, it's not easy as it used to be if you want to be a voter registrar. They keep track of all of the numbers. Each voter registration affidavit or form, application, whichever you want to call it, has its own number. And so now they're keeping track of all numbers. Now, remember last week I said I wanted to get some receptacles in the grocery stores because we have this grocery tax situation coming up or whatever. But they told me that the grocery store will have to come in and get the affidavits because they're holding them accountable for those affidavits. Now, all I can say is they have tightened up. I'm not complaining about it. I think it's a good thing because we may have had some fraudulent activities going on pertaining to the voter affidavits. You know, people registering to vote, there may have been some fraudulent activity going on. That's the reason why they have this fraud to report a fraud number down there. That didn't used to be on the affidavits or on the voter registration forms. I noticed that when the government started writing things on forms, it's because it was going on. They've discovered it, and now they're doing what they can to prevent that from happening. So now you have a place to report fraud. Well, anyway, I got my 49 forms, and they gave me my numbers. I'm held responsible for each of these 49 in a manner that is more serious than it used to be in the past. So I will be talking about this even more, but anyone that, especially in Oakland, you know you want to register to vote, and you may be having a problem with this affidavit, small printing, or you're not sure of what it's asking you, you're able to give me a call at area code 510-479-1089. Just ask for Cheryl, and if I'm not here, leave a message and I'll get right back with you. But you need to register to vote and then get out and vote because we have some serious stuff going on here, especially with the grocery taxes and not mentioning the presidency. But I'm going to deal with the community around here because I'm out in the community. So we have a grocery tax situation going on here. And y'all better wake up and pay attention because we have a lot of people that don't understand that That little 9.75, let's just round it off to 10%, adds up when you're buying your groceries. Now, so far, I've received information from various different business owners, email as well as in the mail, who's a store owner. And one person is Pablo Martinez, store owner, International Produce Market. And the other one is KK Amagbo. She's a store owner, African Caribbean Food Market. Now, I haven't gotten anything yet. No, I have another one from another African on the email. I should have printed that out. I haven't seen that many grocery stores that participate. And hopefully I can get some to go down to the voter registration office and get their own, packet of voter registration forms. And as their customers come in, if they're not registered to vote, get them to vote. But anyway, I started my little research project on the grocery stores. Remember, I mentioned last week that they weren't collecting taxes. So if they weren't collecting taxes the way that they should be collecting taxes, there's no way they're going to be giving the city of Oakland any taxes. And see, that's what the problem is. The city is not being paid the taxes at the level that they should be. Now, just the other day, I sent a person. I'm doing this, having, witnesses at the same time. The first day, I sent this person to the store to get beer, the kind that they drink and the kind that I drink, as well as my customers or whatever. Went and got the beer. I specifically told him not to ask for a receipt, don't do anything. And because I wanted to see if they would offer a receipt right off, because that's the law. Now, they didn't. So when he came back, because he asked them the prices of everything. He knew the price of what he was getting for himself. Because see, that's how I pay him for helping me with the research. I send them to the store and have them buy what they drank. And well, anyway, they didn't even attempt to give him a receipt. The next day, he went back. He got the same identical thing. And I told him to wait until he got up there and they saw everything, and then ask for a receipt. And they gave him a receipt. And he bought alcohol. That's all. No groceries. He bought alcohol. And on the receipt, it says non-taxable. That's the item that he purchased twice. It says non-taxable, this amount, non-taxable, the other amount, totals, at the bottom. There's supposed to be taxes on beer, cigarettes, and things like that. I'm going to try the cigarette thing at this other store next week. But anyway, that's what's happening in Oakland, and it's rampant. I already knew that when I sent the person to this particular store, because they've been practicing that for over 10 years. Now we have stores in the community, people from other places that have been collecting money from Oakland citizens for sometimes 5 and 10 years, and not paying taxes on that alcohol. Now, I'm not certain how they have it in their minds that they're supposed to do it, but it's so slick and it's so rampant. I fail to conceive that it is not intentional. And as I said last week, that hurts our economy. We're going to have to make sure these little stores around here are charging taxes when they're supposed to be charging taxes so they can pay the business taxes of Oakland. If they don't pay business taxes in Oakland, we're in trouble. We're already losing businesses. And it's sad. It's really sad. So now we need to be advocates at this time pertaining the grocery taxes. Not activists, advocates. Because we don't want right now people of this country, not just in Oakland, are like walking time bombs. Anything could trigger off a riot right now. Because everybody's on edge about everything. So we don't want a riot to occur. So the best thing we can do is try to get together, work together, and solve a lot of these problems that we have in our community. And really think about what is it that you could do personally that could help your community out, your family, your neighbors, your neighborhood. We're going to have to look more into doing that because right now we're in dire straits in this here country. Well, matter of fact, all over the doggone world, we just had somebody, where was that? Was that Germany or somewhere? People just shooting people up all over the place, killing them. You know, 10 and 20, 30 and 40 people, they're killing them, just gunning them down. You know, so we have a lot of sickness here, and we're going to have to start addressing what's causing some of this. Now, in this country, we have a lot of problems, racial problems. For some reason, we still have people with a lot of hate in their hearts. You know, no love nowhere. And it's clear that there's not enough love in the world with what's going on. And that's because we have a lot of people with hate in their hearts. Now, passing laws are fine to get people to do what they, you know, that they should be doing. But that does not change the heart of a person. Now, the best thing that you can do in changing the hearts of people is to pray for them because they're under the influence of unclean spirits if they are doing evil things. And you have to pray for them. Do what you can to help. Now, do the best you can. Father God and our Lord Jesus Christ will know whether you are doing the best that you can to help people, to do the right thing. And God is expecting you to do that. Now, I have a few announcements about voter registration. Go down to the voter registration office. Pick up your affidavit. If not, give me a call at area code 510-479-1089, and I will assist you in completing the affidavit. But they have a lot of literature down there that gives you the information about voting, including voting by mail. It used to be you had to be senior or disabled to vote by mail. They're making it very easy for a lot of people to vote by mail. Now, I don't want to have the same statistics that I ran into in 2000 when I paid for the voter registration information. Basically, they give you, and I asked for all zip codes. So they put it in zip code or in Oakland. They put it in zip code order, and they'll give you the street address. And it'll tell you at each address who's registered, how many people registered to vote, and how many people actually voted. Now, I will be doing some more research this year, 16 years later, to see if anything has changed. Because 16 years ago, it was very difficult to get 15% of African Americans to come out and vote. Now, while I was with Sobey, we did a major voter registration drive. We even all met down at the voter registration office on voting day. We had voter registration affidavits down at Sobey if you wished to register to vote, because you weren't. At that time, we had Sobey that was assisting individuals, the seniors, giving them rides and all of these things, for them to be at the polls. Now you can, you know, mail them in pretty much, but the problem is many of them don't know what to vote for, even after they've gone through the long process of completing the voter registration affidavit, which is a mile long with a trillion questions on it and small print. So we have seniors and people that have various different, we call them disabilities or whatever, that need assistance. So it's up to us in the community to help those that have problems, even in getting to the polls, if they want to go to the polls. I remember even when they first started, where you were able to send in your affidavit, we had a lot of seniors that still wanted to go to the polls themselves. That's how they felt in their hearts. So we have to make sure that if we do have anyone that want to go to the actual polls themselves, they're able to get there. And that's one of the things that we are supposed to do as a people in the community. Don't expect someone that doesn't live in your community to care more about your community than you do, because they don't. They got their own community to deal with. I'll get back on that later. I want to talk a little bit about housing, because we have some serious housing problems. And we have low-income home energy I want to talk about as well. Because we have people that are struggling, even if they have housing, they're struggling just to pay the bills, to keep the light on and all of those things. And I want to talk about some programs that are available to them and what they're supposed to do in order to get those services. Now, this is one. I've been talking about housing. I'm going to give you some telephone numbers, so get your pencils and paper handy. It asks you a question. Need help with your housing? They have two numbers, one for Oakland tenants. For free help, call the Oakland Tenant Rights Hotline for low-income tenants. Okay? That telephone number is area code 510-836-2687. Now, the Oakland Homeowners for Free Legal Services, which is funded by the city or by the taxpayers, they call area code 510-238-6188. too. Now, you get a lot, they have a lot of resources there at that 6182 number. And you should give them that call if you are a home owner. Now, see, we do want home owners to still participate in Section 8 and low housing and things like that. We've lost a lot of homeowners because they don't receive the support that they used to receive when Section 8 first came out. They used to pay for the damages and things that the tenants made, because sometimes it was expensive. It has been become such a costly expense for taxpayers that it was necessary to not provide the services to the homeowners at the level that they were being provided. So now homeowners are saying we don't want to rent to Section 8 because they're tearing up our property. And they've even had a case of two in Alameda County where a Section 8 person was being evicted, and their share of the cost of the rent was like $10 and $11. That means the taxpayers or the government, as many people would say, paid the rest of the rent. And how do you get it, evicted for $1 a month? I fail to conceive. And there is one case in Alameda County where a person got evicted for $1 a month. That creates a problem for the rest of those that need low housing. That made landlords or homeowners not want to rent to you. And so now when you pick up the newspaper looking for a rental or anywhere on the internet, you're not going to see that little part in the parentheses, Section 8, okay. You used to see that with pretty much all rentals. Now you very rarely see that. It's very difficult for a low-income person to even live in Oakland. There are no Section 8 slots available. There are so few, you'd have to leave Oakland. They tried to make it easy for you and gave you a voucher, which you could even leave the county and go to another county and take your Section 8 voucher. But see, a lot of counties, when they saw what happened in Alameda County with having so many Section 8 people, they didn't want their counties to turn into that. So they have a lower amount of Section 8 applications they're going to accept in the cities around us as well as in the surrounding counties. Some people were forced to leave the whole state because not only the surrounding cities of Oakland, the counties that are surrounding Alameda County weren't going to allow Alameda County residences to bring their Section 8 to their city. Now, I suggest that if you're having some eviction problems, because we're going to have a lot of that, okay? Now, so you tenants, you call area code 510-836-2687. And for the homeowners, area code 510-238-6182. Now, we have a lot of organizations out there that are trying to do the best they can to help. Many of them are receiving governmental assistance in order to help. Now, they have a program that helps you with your energy bill if you are a low-income person and you're renting. They offer a one-time payment per program per year, and it's based on your income, your household income, on you receiving these services. Let me give you this number. It will pay, okay, applicants, before I give you the number, I'm going to tell you the rules. This is what the program offers. PG&E and Alameda Power and Telecom bill assistance for a one-time payment per program year. Applicants must live in Alameda County, provide a complete PG&E or Alameda Power or that telecom bill, provide proof of monthly income for the entire household, which is not to exceed the gross income guidelines. They have a chart. They offer that one-time payment. What you have to do is give them a call at area code 510-881-0300. Now, and see if they have any money left. To see, one of the things people don't get is that when an organization has been funded a year for that particular service, once they run out of the money that they were given, you get none of those services. So it's always best for you to act on it right away. And that's what I find a lot of people do. They wait until the last minute, wait until they're really in stress mode, and then they contact these numbers, and the people tell you that there's no more services. If you had have gotten, sometimes they have a list that you can be on in order for you to receive the services. As soon as you find out about the services, call somebody. Talk to them so they'll have your call on record. Again, that number is area code 510-881-0300. They have three extensions here, extension 214, 216, or extension 225. Now, this was like an organization out of Hayward, California. And what you have to do is contact them. Now, a lot of you don't realize we're talking about the election, and a lot of these programs are associated with something that was voted for or associated with monies that was designated, taxpayers' monies that was designated to support these programs. So you need to participate, because see, once you don't use it, that program may not get any more money for those services. So you better use the services that you have, because if you don't, you're going to end up without any services. Now, we have a lot of people that are receiving public assistance or welfare, and we need to know our welfare rights. And they have a lot of information on the Alameda County webpage pertaining to it. But if you have any questions, you can call area code 1-800-952-5253, and you can get more information on your rights. They have a number of programs. If you contact, if you are on welfare in this county, your worker has this information. Keep in mind, you always have a right to a fair hearing. Anytime you disagree with anything with the welfare department, and that goes pretty much for any governmental institution, they usually always have something in line. JJ, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You got some news for us today?
Oh, yes, of course I do.
Okay.
Of course I do. But first let me extend another invitation to our faithful listeners that we here have started a new segment called That's That Bull.
So
anybody that has anything that they feel is that bull, I'm extending an invitation to give us a call and let's talk about it. And the number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. All right, let's go right into this week's news. Now, I'm sure that you guys, all of our listeners, are very familiar with the rap impresario, I'm going to say, 50 Cent. Now,
yes, about him last week, I think.
Oh, yes, good, because you right on target for what I'm about to say. Now, Star Network, which is the network that his number one hit show, Power, premieres on, it is been moved to Sundays. However, the network wigs are saying that decision is paying off big. Now, according to this week's ratings, they pulled in 2.26 million viewers. Okay, that's a big number. Now, that was for the season 3 debut. Now, it makes it up to be the best original series numbers. And also, it's the best series numbers that the debut of an original show on an original network has ever taken in. So, did you watch the Power episode?
I don't watch Power.
Ooh, you
watch
maybe
Power,
you might
I don't watch Scandal either.
I'm sorry?
I don't watch Scandal either.
Oh my God. Oh, you're hurting me now. Oh, kill me now. Oh my God. Oh my God, don't watch Scandal. How dare you? All right, Now, before I go off of this story, now, since the ratings have jumped up within the numbers, that is going to prove to see whether that converts over to dollars. Because if you remembered a few weeks ago, I mentioned the story about how 50 Cent was being called into court because he says that he's too broke to pay the $29 million that he owes.
Right.
To various sources. Now, and so that he got called into court to answer to a judge that if you so broke, what you doing taking pictures with money, gold bars, straight cash, you know. Now, there has been no... Well, they don't know whether or not that money is real or who the money came from, but a judge did call him to the bench to have him answer questions regarding that issue. Okay, moving on. Now, I know everyone remembers Brandi Norwood.
Yeah.
Now,
Brandi?
Yeah. She starred in Moesha, all that other good kind of stuff. Now, she claims that she was being treated like a slave who is stuck in a bad record deal. Can you believe that? Now,
okay, I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding that.
Well, I don't understand it either. She's saying that she is actually suing her record deal. I mean, excuse me, suing her record label because she said that she was being treated like a slave who was stuck in a bad record deal.
Now, wasn't her parents hounding her at one time?
Yeah, oh, yes, they did, but I'm sure them days are over because listen to the mess. Now, her entertainment company, which is called Chameleon Entertainment, it says that after she apparently made this comment that she was being treated like a slave and that that the record label jeopardized her career by trying to prevent her from recording new music and making new releases. Now, she then caused a little bit of controversy because the record label, which is Chameleon Entertainment, is firing back. And they're saying that she made a bonehead move for comparing her situation to slavery. Okay, now I got to say, that's that bull. That's that bull. Y'all feel me. Y'all know what I'm about to say.
That has to be bull.
Oh, it's got to be bull. How dare you, you little... But moving right in all, I got another story that is full of that bull, too, that you guys are going to be interested in. Now, Ice Cube, he has been under a small bit of controversy because there are those that feel that because of the violence against police across the country, that he should not perform his big time hit, and I'm dating myself, but his big time hit, the police, y'all know what I'm about to say, police.
Right.
So they, people are saying that because of what's going on, he shouldn't perform that song. Now, of course, he feels completely contrary and says that he's not going to stop performing that song. And I, as avid Ice Cube supporter and a friend of mine, I have interviewed before and met his young son, but he ain't young no more. But I completely support his decision. I mean, he made his name by being Ice Cube, and his premier hit was, you know, y'all what I'm saying, The Police. Now, if he was to stop performing that particular song, he would be selling out. That's how he got out here. That's who he nursed, the young kids of the 80s and the 90s, you know, and that was his message, you know. And here it is, 2016, and we are still going through the same issues throughout the country where we African Americans, men and women, are being hunted and killed by police. So I am just really, really, really expressing to the viewers and giving you guys an opportunity again. The number is 1-888-627-6008. Call me, call JJ, and we'll talk about this. And I want to hear some other opinions for our listeners in this great town of Oakland. So,
okay, well, calling, JJ. And,
thank you. Oh, yes. Well, you know, I really enjoyed our time, as always. And I wanted to say thanks again to our listeners. And I also want you all to remember, okay, if the stars got something to say, they better get it from who? Me.
JJ.
Okay, then.
Okay, JJ.
All right, Cheryl, I will talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that was JJ. She's a part of the news team. Of course, she's going to always have some good stuff pertaining to entertainers. Now, she talked about the ice. I've never liked Ice Cube's rapping. I've never liked it too much. And then this movie they made, Straight Outta Compton, I couldn't stand that movie. But a lot of people like stuff like that. Now, as for him rapping about the police, I don't want to incite any riots, and that could rile up people. I can understand that, because we're walking time bombs right now as it is, and anything could flare up African-American right now, because we are just going through so much. So I personally don't want to hear a thing that he has to say if it's not pertaining to something that's positive. In fact, I don't want to hear anybody that's not saying anything that's positive. If they're going to say something negative, they at least have to have a solution to the problem if you are trying to get to a solution to a problem. That's one of the main problems I have with especially African Americans. We have a lot of complaining to do, but we never come up with a solution. They're expecting someone else to come in and straighten out our communities. It's our responsibility. And until we get to that point, we're going to always have the problems that we have, because, see, we're killing each other more than anybody else is killing us. And we're going to have to keep that in mind, that we're a part of our own demise. So I'm not going to agree with any teachings that's associated with violence. Now, I'm going to be talking in the future.
2 minutes.
Okay, future, about voter registration and all the problems that we have in the community, and I'm going to have guests on. I just didn't invite any for the past couple of weeks, and may not again, because we have a lot of issues we need to talk about. And this is going to be aired on television as well. So hopefully we'll get a response and get people out there to register to vote and look into this grocery tax. Well, it's time to close. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Until we meet again, I love you.